Fresh Air rock historian Ed Ward has some music news from Europe. Ed was in Germany last fall at a conference for independent record labels. He just got back from another trip to Europe. He attended MIDEM, an international conference in France. That's a big marketplace where music industry people make deals and sample new records. He then went to West Berlin, and one day he crossed the border into the East and sat in on the first recording session of a popular but previously restricted rock band. We asked him to report back to us on the changing music scene in Europe.
The big news, I think, in Europe at the moment is that they have more or less left the old colonial cultures behind. The U.S. and Britain more or less dominated popular music in Europe throughout the 70s and well into the 80s. And although most of the new music takes its inspiration from Black American music, it's been transformed into something quite different. And there are new types of dance music coming up. The most spectacular, I think, is coming out of Belgium, of all places, out of Antwerp and Ghent, and it's called New Beat. It happened in a disco when DJs started slowing down some records and found out that people were really going for it. And I really enjoy the stuff. I think it's very unusual and weird, and it is absolutely not to the American taste. It has been impossible for record companies to market the stuff in the U.S. There's a bit of a scene in Chicago. There's another one, strangely enough, here in Austin. But for the most part, they really haven't been able to get it over.
Can you play us an example of New Beat?
Sure, sure. There is no such thing as a New Beat band. It's just people who go into the studio. And this is a band called Soccer Muzak, and the record's called Van den Beat. And if I'm not mistaken, this is a cabinet member from Belgium who was caught up in a scandal last spring and had to go on television and say that he was not a crook. And they got a hold of the press conference and played around with it a little bit.
Qu'est-ce qui se passe? Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
Je ne sais pas.
Okay, so that's an example of New Beat coming out of, well, this is from Belgium.
Yeah, Belgium and Holland are where that happens.
Any other big news at the conference in terms of Western Europe?
Well, yes. Back in the old days, you more or less had to sing in English if you wanted to get a hit, because the only way you could get a hit really would be to sell in America. At this point, a number of Western European nations have liberalized their radio laws. No longer are all the radio stations run by the state. It's possible for the private sector to get a radio station going. It still has to be licensed by the state. But this increased competition means that there's more airtime to fill, and thus a lot of independent record labels and independent musicians making more odd, less mainstream music have sprung up out of nowhere. And a response to this has been a lot of the state stations are now mandating airtime for independently produced records.
Can you play us an example of one of these independent records that's beginning to get more airplay, either on these alternate stations or on the state stations?
Well, here's a band from France that I'm particularly fond of. These people all live in Paris. Many of them are Spanish. Some of them are German. Some of them are Algerian. The band is called Mano Negra, and they've just put everything in the pot and come up with something fantastic.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Here is a cut called The Rebel Spell.
I won't be ready. I won't be regular. Working in the pub with my gun. I won't be ready. I won't be ready.
Now it's my turn, I'm gonna take my gun.
This you by the Rastafari.
I walk you by the love, just like I was a man.
This you by the Rastafari.
They're gonna kill your son.
This you by the Rastafari.
I love my country, we ain't gonna shout and say.
This you by the Rastafari.
This you by the Rastafari.
This you by the
Rastafari.
I won't be ready.
While you were at the Meetum conference, did you hear any records by Eastern European bands that were previously underground and that wouldn't have been represented at this conference a year ago?
Yes, absolutely. There's really... The Eastern European countries have not been aggressive in pushing their pop product internationally because they have always known it's inferior. But one day, two guys from Polskie Nagranie, which is the Polish national label, showed up at the booth very anxious to talk to me and pressed into my hand three records, one of which was a soundtrack from a movie. The other was a horrible jazz fusion record. And the third was a punk band called T-Love. And I looked at them and I thought, uh-oh, this has either got to be official socialist punk or else maybe it's the new spirit of Poland. And I played it and, gee, they're not bad at all.
Can you play it for us?
Yeah, sure. Here's a cut which is called Naja Tradycja, I think. Not speaking Polish, and I don't have no idea what it's about. Maybe some Polish people will help us out.
Do you think of this record as an example of Polish punk that's been very influenced by American punk, or do you think it's headed off in its own direction?
Oh, I think it's still very much a... somebody once told me that the underground bands in Russia sound like the sum product of their record collections. And I think that's very much the case here. But I think the bottom line is that they're certainly not an acceptable face of socialist Poland. These are some ugly dudes, and I know the Eastern Zone really likes to manicure their rock stars so they look like good examples to youth. These guys are not good examples to youth, and I say God bless them.
Well, you were in Berlin for 10 days on this recent trip, and you got to hear not only some German music, but you got to actually sit in on a recording session of a band. Now, this band is called Divisione.
They're called Division, D-I-E-V-I-S-I-O-N. It's sort of a multilingual pun having to do with division and the vision and, you know.
Were they previously an underground band, and was their status recently changed?
Well, they are the best known and best loved band in East Germany, but they were an official band. Now, let me explain what this means. In East Germany, there is a licensing procedure that you have to go through if you're a band. Division applied for their license and were only given second-level status, which meant that they could not get a recording deal with the state label and that they were limited to halls, I believe, of 600 or less. Uwe Geyer, who is the lead singer and chief songwriter, he told me that most of their gigs were at churches in church basements. And actually, they liked that because churches were always the stronghold of resistance and sort of the gathering points for free speech. If you remember, the early demonstrations at the Berlin Wall started in a church that was very near the wall, a Lutheran church, where people would meet every Monday and then go out holding candles and head towards the wall.
So what kind of band is Division?
Division is a very interesting band. Once again, they're the sum of their influences, but I think Geyer's a really strong songwriter. I think it's a shame that he writes his lyrics mostly in English, although the album that they're in the process of making at the moment, in which I dropped in on the recording of, is geared towards the world market, and it is coming out on Amiga, which is the East German label, on some independent West German label, on an independent British label, and they'll be coming over here to try and look for a deal on an American independent label.
You like this band?
I do sort of like them. Yeah, the whole album I don't think is a masterpiece, but certainly there are a couple of songs that knocked me out.
Can you play us one of those?
Sure. This one's called After the Sunset, and, you know, it's not... starkly political, but it's definitely got its political and anti-establishment side to it.
When the sun goes down and the holy war is all forgive, forget, sing your song with us for a better world, sing sha-la-la-la-la, sing it out loud, a song for a better world, sing sha-la-la-la-la.
Ask you what most interests you in the this unfolding story of Eastern European rock?
Well, I don't think it's the music. The music's not there yet in terms of what interests me. I think what's really interesting to me is to see something that I haven't seen since I was very young. The sort of idea that rock and roll is something new and fresh, and that you can create what you want and people will respond to it. This is something we've sort of forgotten about over here in recent years, and it's very interesting to watch this all unfold.
Rock historian Ed Ward, this is Fresh Air.